The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Well, Fayetteville won the tip, and it was Jayla Johnson going into to the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, then she was able to get the ball back, but she stepped on the baseline. And so Fayetteville's first possession of the night ends in a turnover. They are moving left to right in this first half. Mountain Home with their first possession as Kate Jackson will trigger the inbound pass. And now I don't know what the problem is, but there's a stoppage of play. I guess they're having some... They must be having some issues with the clock, I guess. Official still working on it, or the score official is still working on it. And so, actually, Fayetteville head coach Vic Rimmer's down there on the scores table trying to help them figure out what the problem is. I don't know if they're going with the... They've got the shot clock lit up like they're going to go with it tonight, the 35-second shot clock. They're not now that, by the way, for those of you who don't know, that is going to become a rule, official rule by the AAA in a couple of years. Inbound pass goes into Asin Yates, and we are back underway, and they are using the shot clock tonight. So Jackson still with it. She gets it across the timeline to Yates. They're going with the zone trap, but Yates able to get out of it. Now gets it to Jackson. She loses the handle of the ball, and the ball comes back to Fayetteville. Back quickly going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in is Allison Byers, and the Lady Bulldogs strike first. 7:17 left in this opening quarter. 2-0 Fayetteville leading it. A zone press once again for Fayetteville as Kate Gilbert has it. Gives it to Asin Yates, and they did not get it in time. Although the shot clock shows 26 seconds, they start off with 35, so I think that count was a little fast. 7:08 left to play in this opening period. That was Mount Tom's second turnover of the night. Here is Fayetteville back the other way. Allison Byers going up for a three in the right corner. No good. Offensive rebound comes to Fayetteville. Ball goes out on the right wing and to Claudia Bridges, and she gets the three, and it's 5-0 Mountain Home. Fayetteville trailing Mountain Home. 6:45 left in this opening period. Asin Yates gets it to the front court to Jackson. Jackson gives up top to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Now Fayetteville's in a man-to-man. Gilbert dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Jackson. Jackson dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Yates. Yates dribbles to the right elbow, finds Gilbert on the wing. Now Gilbert will dribble near the top. Now she's going to the left elbow, out to the wing, gives it there to Jackson. Jackson's going down toward the free throw line. Over in the right corner, it goes to Norcross. Norcross gives it back to Jackson. 6:15 left in this opening period. Jackson is going to put up the shot, but not in time. That is a shot clock violation. And they're going with it tonight. That is Mount Holmes' third turnover of the night. Checking in for the Lady Bombers is Cameron Mullen, as she'll replace Kate Jackson. Mullen, a 5'3 sophomore. So Fayetteville with Mount Home with three turnovers so far. Fayetteville with one. In comes Seda. She dribbles to the left elbow. Gives it to Jayla Johnson. She's going in for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Carly Johnson. She's fouled from behind. A push off. I believe they're going to get Asin Yates with that foul. Yep, that is her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. 5:57 left in the first quarter. Fayetteville to inbound the ball on the baseline, and they're in trouble getting in. They finally do to Carly Johnson in the left corner. She has her pass knocked away, but Seda is able to chase it down and keep possession. Ball goes in the left corner to Claudia Bridges. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound for Jayla Johnson. She throws it out to Byers, back to Jayla Johnson. She's going into the lane for the running jumper. No good. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up. She can't get that to go. A late foul call on Mountain Home. I don't know if they're going to call that on the floor or not. No, they're not. They're going to call on a shot. That foul's on Cameron Mullen. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. So Jayla Johnson at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 5:34 left in the first quarter. First free throw bounces around and does not go. Amelia Rucker checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Cameron Mullen. Rucker, a 5'10 sophomore. Second free throw for Jayla Johnson is good. She gets one of two, and it's 6-0 Fayetteville leading it. A little over 5.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Gilbert back the other way for the Lady Bombers. She has the ball on the left wing. Throws up near the top to Yates. Yates will dribble to the left side. Gives it there to Waymire. Waymire will find Norcross on the right. She drills to the left elbow. Gives it to Yates, and Yates travels. Moved her feet before she started dribbling, and that is Mount Holmes' fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 5:18 left in this first quarter. Lady Bulldogs get the ball back, leading 6-0. Seda into the front court. Dribbles on the right wing. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Finally gets it to Carly Johnson. She's going to dribble to the right elbow. Kicks in the corner to Jayla Johnson. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer off the glass and in. Jayla Johnson banks in a three, and it's 8-0. Or they're going to call that a two. Okay, I guess they're calling that a two. I guess her foot was on the line. So back the other way, Mountain Home has the pass knocked away. Another turnover as Carly Johnson's back the other way for the layup. She can't get it to go. Rebound looked like it was controlled by Norcross. She has it knocked away from her, and I believe they're going to get a foul on Fayetteville on the rebound. Jayla Johnson picks up her first personal foul. That is the first team foul against the Lady Bulldogs with 4:35 left to play in the first quarter. And Mountain Home is going to call their first time out of the night. 4:35 left in this first quarter. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 8-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home takes their first time out of the night with 4:35 left to play in the first quarter as they trail Fayetteville 8-0. Lady Bomber struggling early on. Kate Gilbert into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Rucker. She gives it to Waymire near the free throw line. Back to Rucker on the left wing. Now she finds Jackson at the free throw line. Jackson's going to drill to the elbow. Gives it to Waymire on the right wing. Finds Yates at the elbow. She's going to dribble down to lane. Going in for the layup, off the glass and in, and Mount Holmes on the board. Aston Yates with her first 2 points tonight. Back quickly come the Lady Bulldogs. Fayetteville Arceta going into the lane, finding Carly Johnson there, going up for the layup. No good, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 4:02 left in this first quarter. Lauren Waymire picks up her first personal foul. That's the third team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. First free throw for Carly Johnson is up, no good. I was just talking to Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher about the shot clock situation. That was news to him. He was not expecting that either. He was just as surprised as I was. Carly Johnson missed both free throws. Yates gets the rebound. She's back the other way and fouled from behind. Push off called on Ariana Seda. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bulldogs. Yates inbounds it from the near sideline, gets into Waymire in the left corner. Waymire dribbles to the wing, now goes up to the top, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three right in front of Sato. That shot will not go, and the long rebound will go. Well, ball will go out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes Fayetteville's basketball with 3:44 left in the first quarter. Lauren Waymire is going to be taking a seat. Emma Wilbur checks in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home. She is a 5'11 sophomore. This Mountain Home roster has two seniors, one junior, and all the rest are sophomores. Here is Jayla Johnson going into the lane, kicks out to Seda in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and good. Ariana Seda with her first 3 points of the night, and it's 11-2. Mount Fayetteville on top, 3:20 left in the first quarter. Ball goes near the right corner to Wilbur. Wilbur trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Yates. She dribbles out to the wing. Now to the elbow. Goes down to the low block. Going in for the layup. Another layup for Addison Yates. She has all of Mountain Home's 4 points tonight. 3:03 left in the first quarter. Boy, Yates almost came up with a steal. She is able to bring enough distraction where the ball bounced off the Fayetteville player. That was Allison Byers. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Tom's best ball as Fayetteville commits their second turnover of the night. Less than 3 minutes left in this first quarter. 11-4, Lady Bulldogs leading it. Yates gives it to Rucker on the left wing. Rucker trying to figure out where to go with it, and a five-second call. Nope, I take that back. Mount Tom avoided the five-second call by calling a timeout. So we'll break with 2:44 left to play in the first quarter. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 11-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
Gilbert inbounds it to Kay Jackson coming out of the Mountain Home timeout. 2:40 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home trails Fayetteville 11-4. Ball goes over to Yates on the right side. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Yates down into the lane, going in for the layup. I think they're going to call that. They may call that before the shot, though. A shot attempt. That foul's on Carly Johnson. That is her first personal foul. That's the 13th foul against Fayetteville. They did call that on the floor. Kay Jackson inbounds it to Addison Yates in the left corner. She dribbles into the lane, gives it to Jackson. Jackson is going to go in for the reverse layup, but she stepped on the baseline, and that will be Mount Tom's 6th turnover of the night with 2:29 left in this first quarter. 11-4, Fayetteville with the ball and the lead. Claudia Bridges dribbling into the front court, just pulls up there on the left wing for the three. Good. Claudia Bridges with 6 points, all from behind the arc, and it's a 10-point Fayetteville lead, 14-4. Our score back the other way. Kate Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. She can't get it to go, and the rebound comes to Fayetteville. Bridges quickly back the other way for the Lady Bulldogs. She's going to dribble to their right elbow, kicks it to Allison Byers. Her three-pointer will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Addison Yates. Fayetteville will keep possession with 1:56 left in this first quarter. 14-4, Fayetteville leading it. Again, I'm still trying to get used to the shot clock situation here. That was not expected by Mountain Home tonight. Bridges dribbling down toward the elbow. Now kicks out to Seda. Seda's dribbling down into the lane. It's going to pull up for the running jumper. Good. Ariana Seda with 5 points. 16-4, Lady Bulldogs leading it. 1:38 left in the first quarter. Boy, dangerous pass that was knocked away by Claudia Bridges, but Mountain Home will keep possession after the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Rachel Cox checking in for the first time tonight for Fayetteville. She is a 6'3 senior. And looks like, Cameron Mullen just checked back in for Mountain Home as well. Jackson has it, dribbles towards the free throw line, throws it up top to Yates. Yates will dribble to the right elbow. She's going down to the low block. She's going to go up for another layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Good job by Addison Yates to force that foul. But Jayla Johnson picks up her second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Lady Bulldogs. Yates' first free throw is up and in. She has all of Mount Tom's points so far in this game. Allison Byers checking back in for Fayetteville, replacing Jayla Johnson, who again just picked up her second foul. Second free throw for Yates is up and in. She has 6 points. 16-6, Fayetteville leading it. 1:17 left in the first quarter as Bridges is back the other way, throws over to Seda. Seda will give it to Allison Byers. Her three-pointer in the right corner will not go. Rebound's knocked around and controlled by Gilbert. She's quickly back the other way. 1:05 left in the quarter. Ball goes to Yates in the left corner. She's going to drill to the low block. She's going in for another layup. No good. She's trying to draw contact, but she couldn't get the call. Offensive rebound by Wilbur. She couldn't get the shot. Fable came with the rebound, but then they turned it over in the backcourt. Ball goes to Kate Jackson. She puts up the three-pointer. Good. 16-9, Fayetteville leading up. 41 seconds left in the quarter. Ball goes to Carly Johnson. Her layup will not go. And rebound comes to Mountain Home. Gilbert quickly back the other way. Ball goes down to Wilbur. Now back to Gilbert. Up top to Jackson. Jackson's going to try for another three. And she gets it. Back-to-back threes for Kate Jackson. 16-12. All of a sudden, it's a four-point margin with 15 seconds left. Claudia Bridges into the front court. She was give it to Seda as they work for the last shot. Seda dribbling on the right side. She'll take the screen, dribble up to the top. 4 seconds left. Ball goes over to Bridges. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right wing. No good. Rebound by Yates, and that is the end of the first quarter. Well, Fayetteville jumped out early, but Mountain Home's made a little bit of a comeback. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 16-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.